Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dondi. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, drop me a line at david@fmr.co.za and you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi and of course the podcast on fmr.co.za. Are you renovating your kitchen? There are a lot of options for luxurious countertops out there. I was in this position recently and I had a slight problem though. The time between the kitchen cabinets being fitted and needing to use the kitchen was kind of tight. I considered a temporary counter and then having stone or similar fitted. But the 2-week lead times are the norm, and that is from the date of measurement, which can of course only be done once you've fitted your cabinets. 1 week was the best I could find anyone who could do, and then I wasn't really particularly sure of those lead times. Then I discovered a South African product called Wolfstone. Well, it's a UK company owned by an expat and is now available here. I bumped into it at a hardware store and I was impressed. It's a type of epoxy that resembles, in the cloud color that I ended up ordering, a high-end white marble. They have a more marble-like product called Carrera and various other options, both veined and unveined, but I found that the synthetics with very heavy veining don't quite look as natural as I'd like them to. So cloud it was. Here's the reason I fell in love with the material. You don't need pros to come and make a template, cut it off-site and return someday. I could cut the sink and hob cutouts myself, and that's with standard woodworking tools. It's just like cutting wood, just a bit slower to cut and with way more dust. It produces an inert, non-toxic, and very fine dust. It's vacuumable when using power tools like a jigsaw or circular saw. I made easy work of it with a plunge cut rail saw connected to a vacuum, even cutting complex 45-degree countertop edges. It then gets joined, and other than pattern matching two sheets of the material, the joint is strong and invisible. You see, the thing with the joints is it uses a color matching epoxy, which is exactly the same color as the countertop. The joints are tricky, needing one to use a powerful router with a straight cut bit. And I battled with this, more on that later. You then use the color matched epoxy supplied by them in a kit, and then buff and sand the joints and countertops with the various grains of sandpaper and buffing wheel from them again in the kit. You need a random orbital sander for this, a glue gun and some clamps to get this done. All of the tools are either in the average advanced handyman's wheelhouse or are easy to hire. They have YouTube videos on how to do the joins, and those YouTube videos are essential to watch and are essential to follow to the letter. And the joining is, I'm not going to lie to you, quite tricky. I battled with my router and got them to come in for the 3 joints that I needed, which wasn't expensive. And as all my sheets were already fitted and sized by myself, I could work and use the kitchen while I waited for my booking to turn up. The guys came to do the joints and took about an hour per joint, including polishing of the countertops. The marble-like top is polished to a suede matte finish, and it's near impervious to any heats and stains. Don't ask me how I already know this, and the offcuts that I had easily are made into furniture or breadboards. I'm using one or two for hot pots as they come off the stove, and even super hot cast iron, which I like to cook on, which would burn wood instantly, has failed to mar the surface. Although I'm quite sure that repeated abuse over a long period would eventually require re-sanding and finishing, which is the easy DIY solution for damage. The product is available in various sizes and whole and half sheets, and they are heavy. You are not going to move these sheets on your own. You do need help. They can stand and overhang without breaking, and that's another thing. If you do make a mess of things and drill an incorrect hole or even break a piece off or cut in the wrong place or something, it can pretty much be repaired as good as new. As I said earlier, I battled with my joining of sheets due to using the wrong router and blade. So I paid for them to come in and do the joints, which was both professional and cost-effective. Thank you, Yakub, Prosper, and Oman. They came in with tools, were quick and thorough and efficient, worked cleanly. They worked with vacuums on all the tools, and they cleaned up the inevitable fine dust that was about. Pricing is competitive, with an installed kitchen costing about half of what I was quoted for alternatives that were similar in finish. At 1.5 meter, for example, by 650 wide, and at 25 millimeters of thickness, so a countertop, effectively a 1.5 meter standard kitchen countertop, will set you back a little under or a little over 4,000 rand at Builder's Warehouse, depending on the color you pick, and it is available elsewhere. Some colors and finishes are inevitably a little more or a little less expensive. The thing to remember is that the epoxy bond you buy in the kit, and you do need to buy those kits for 100 to 200 rand each, needs to be color matched to your actual counter. You can't use this epoxy with that counter. The best thing is the three sheets that I've installed within the day are now bonded, and unless you micro-inspect the counters, you can't see the joints at all. They're way better than natural materials for this, in my opinion. You can reach them on wolfstone.za.com. It's an unusual URL. That's wolfstone.za.com. And that's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @daviddondie on my social media channels. That's DAVIDDONDE, and the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za.